Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb. This fantastic Labor Day. Happy Labor Day. Hope you're enjoying your day today if you get it off. And if not, hope you're enjoying working today. We have the moon as a waxing crescent this evening, high to the southwest, looking beautiful. And below that, to the right, brighter than any star in the sky, we've got Venus, which is crawling higher and higher. It's going to be about due west just after sunset. It sets pretty early, but Venus is going to be brilliant. For planets that are a little bit better looking up close, we have Saturn and Mars together in the south after sunset, high in the south, a little bit southwest. Saturn is brighter. Mars is reddish. They're together in the constellation Scorpius, the Scorpion. And it is now getting late earlier, as Yogi Berra once said. We have sunset around 7:15 this evening, so before 8 o'clock, dark enough to see these stars. Let's talk about some news from last week. We've talked about the planets that we can see in our night skies this week, but last week, the big announcement that a planet was discovered around the closest star to the sun, Proxima Centauri. Fantastic. 4 light years from us. Takes a beam of light 4 years to get from that star to us. But at our fastest, with our current technology, it would take us about 75,000 years to fly there. So we're not going to explore this planet anytime soon, but it's an exoplanet. With an Earth-like mass, we don't know how big it is yet. We know how massive it is, but we don't know how big it is. It could be big and not very dense, or it could be roughly like Earth, maybe a little bit bigger and rocky. But the interesting thing about this one is that it's in what's called the habitable zone. It's the right distance from its parent star that liquid water could exist. Doesn't mean that there is liquid water there. Doesn't mean that it has an atmosphere. All that means is that it could exist. But it's unlikely that this exoplanet, Proxima Centauri b, supports any life. And that's because it zips around every few days around its parent star. It's very, very close to that star, which means it is getting bombarded with radiation, deadly, deadly radiation. So much so that it's unlikely that there are aliens on our closest neighboring planet. But it is exciting that we have discovered a roughly Earth-like planet in roughly the habitable zone of the closest star to us. We love talking about this stuff. We have a show about exoplanets, so come visit us at the planetarium. We're located at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. You can call us at 784-4812. We're open all day today with shows all day today and every day. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, but we love seeing you guys here in person, and keep looking up this Labor Day.